Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, W.C., White, Mary. Stockholm, Sweden, June 24, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we left Christiania last Wednesday at 4 p.m., and Sister Ings and I took the compartment for ladies and were told we should go through to Stockholm without change of cars. We thought $16 quite a sum to lose in our tickets, but Elders Madison and Olson just set the matter down that this was the way it should be. After searching up the routes, we found we must be out 2 nights, pay hotel fare, and wait the change of cars at one place 2 hours, at another 4 hours, and make many changes. We had a very comfortable journey, leaving Christiania at 4 p.m. and reaching Stockholm at 9:30 next morning. Brother Olson saw the officials, and they granted us tickets this direct route, and it cost us not a cent extra. I felt very grateful to God for this. We are all situated here in Brother Madison's family. The tent meeting commenced June 23rd, and the tent is well filled, and many cannot get under it. Brother Madison spoke last night to about 300 people. This forenoon they report the tent full and many outside. Today is the midsummer holiday, and therefore all are at liberty to come who desire to come. We see green leaves, green trees, green, green everywhere. Branches of green on the horses, green trees stuck up on the roads on the 23rd, where men were paving the roads. And today, very many with baskets, satchels, and green branches are flocking to the country. I could obtain but little sleep last night because of firecrackers and talking and rolling of carriages on the rocky paved roads. I am gaining a little strength, but it comes so slowly. My appetite is not good, can eat but little. Tonight I speak at 5 o'clock. Madison interprets. Brother Ings is now giving a Bible reading at 2:30. Madison speaks in the evening about 1/2 hour. I had a talk with Cecilia. She has decided to go to America with us. I think this is as it should be. I expected to hear from you, but no word comes. I suppose you have made arrangements for our passage. We will leave here Monday and Tuesday at 9 a.m. We leave Copenhagen on our way to England. I am anxious to hear some word from Mary. I do not cease to pray for her that she may recover her health. I will write no more till after my 5 o'clock meeting. 6:30. Have just returned from the tent. There were about 500 people to hear. The tent was crowded. Inside the tent, every seat was full. The women were packed on the platform, and there was a wall surrounding the tent. Green boughs and trees had been set up outside the tent, but they had to be nearly all removed. There were the higher classes out to hear, and perfect order was observed. There was excellent attention, and I had liberty in speaking. Many seemed deeply affected. I am inclined to think it was my duty to come to this place. I am not yet recovered from my sickness, but I have faith that God will strengthen me for my labors. Brethren Madison and Olson are much pleased with success that promises to attend the meeting. Tomorrow is also a holiday, so that there is nothing to hinder the people from coming out to hear. May the good seed of truth be dropped into the souls of many. God giveth the increase. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 7. I attend the morning meeting and speak in the afternoon as today, if the Lord giveth me strength. I have heard naught of late from Mary. I want much to hear from her. I have heard nothing from Brother Whitney. I am anxious to hear from him and from all your party. I hope Marian will be greatly blessed of the Lord and have heavenly wisdom. I want to see the children and little Mabel. The last news, she was sick after her journey. I want to know if she is better. I feel sorry for both mother and child. I am glad Sarah is with you, and I hope she is well and happy. I cannot write much. My head troubles me. Pain in the base of the brain. Mother.